Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message. Hi, Louise. This is Frank, the manager of the sports store. I'm calling because I'd like you to start your shift 1 hour early tomorrow morning. I'll be there to receive a large shipment of new ice hockey equipment, and I'd like you to create a display using the new merchandise before the store opens. I've also contacted Rachel, and she has agreed to come in. If you both work together, I'm sure you'll get the task finished before opening time. And I'll give you both tickets for the next basketball game at King Plaza. Please let me know if you're able to help. Thanks. Number 71. What kind of a business does the speaker manage? Number 72. Why should the listener come to work early tomorrow? Number 73. What does the speaker offer the listener? Question 74 through 76 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you looking for a healthy beverage that can help you lose weight and provide all the nutrients you'd normally get from a balanced meal? Then stop what you are doing. I'm here to tell you about the brand new range of Wonder Shakes, available in all major supermarkets and health stores. Wonder Shakes combine natural ingredients and fruit juice with a wide variety of vitamins and health supplements. We recommend that you drink one shake per day instead of a regular meal. For a chance to win a free pack of our delicious milkshakes, visit our website at www.wondershakes.com.
Number 74. What is being advertised? Number 75. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"Stop what you are doing"?
Number 76. According to the speaker, what can listeners do on a website? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
I'd like to start this meeting with exciting news. August Studios has decided to present its game developers, everyone in this room, with a career-defining opportunity. The company has purchased a brand new digital design engine and will be the first to use it. What makes this engine so advanced is its VR capability, meaning we can work on our projects in real time in virtual reality. This opens up all kinds of new possibilities. A representative will be here Friday to give us a demonstration. I can't wait to see what we can do.
Number 77. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 78. According to the speaker, what aspect of the new software is particularly interesting? Number 79. What does the speaker say will happen on Friday? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following instructions.
Gather around, everyone. It should be a busy night tonight, so stay focused and try to push tonight's dinner special. It's a 9-ounce porterhouse steak served with garlic roasted shrimp, a twice-baked potato, and a side salad. We only have enough for 15 orders, so keep each other updated on how many you sell. Also, we really need to increase our dessert sales. I'd describe all the cakes we have available, but, well, this isn't your first night. And finally, you might have heard, but there's a change to the employee meal policy. Instead of a 50% discount per shift, your meal will now be entirely free.
Number 80. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Number 81. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"This isn't your first night"?
Number 82. What does the speaker say about the employee meals? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following announcement. Attention, ladies and gentlemen. We're pleased to announce a new program here at the Epson National History Museum. We really care about youth education, so we would like you, our patrons, to consider registering your children for one of our new history classes, which will run every Saturday here at the museum. You can choose from 5 different classes based on different age groups. All classes will be led by a knowledgeable expert on our national history. If you think your child might enjoy this learning experience, our museum curator, Olivia Treadwell, will be giving a detailed presentation on the program in 15 minutes. Number 83. Why is a new program being started? Number 84. What are the listeners invited to do? Number 85. Who is Olivia Treadwell? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks for coming in today. As employees of the company's human resources department, it is up to us to provide morale-improving, team-building activities that our staff members can look forward to. So let's see where we're at with this autumn's hiking trip. We've waited to have it later this year, and since the weather will be changing soon, we need to remind everyone to dress warmly for this trip. I'll send out a memo later this week. Now, we also have to choose the date, so take a look at these work calendars I'm handing out and let us know of any important deadlines that aren't included on it.
Number 86. What is the talk mainly about? Number 87. According to the speaker, what will change soon? Number 88. What does the speaker want the listeners to do next? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following tour information.
Okay, everyone. We'll park our tour van here, and then you'll have the next 3 hours to hike around the western area of the park at your leisure. You can follow a trail, go for a swim, or stay here and rest. If you're not sure of what to do, I always enjoy visiting Sumac Falls. So, whatever you do, remember that we'll meet again in 3 hours. We'll drive back to the park's visitor hall, and at 6 o'clock, the director will give a short lecture about the biodiversity of the surrounding area. It's always interesting, so you'll definitely want to stick around for it.
Number 89. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 90. What does the speaker say?
I always enjoy visiting Sumac Falls.
Number 91. What is planned for 6 o'clock? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following broadcast.
This is Maxine with WTAP Nightly News. For tonight's main story, the new Nelsonville Music Festival continues to grow. As the festival organizers prepare the fairgrounds, it's been announced that 7 more bands from around the country have joined the lineup. Attendance is expected to be even higher now. However, the opinions of locals remain split. Some are worried about all the extra people who will be staying in town for the festival, but others are looking forward to the extra business they'll be bringing and the live entertainment. I'm here at Athena Park, where I'll ask some Nelsonville residents how they feel about the upcoming event.
Number 92. What does the speaker say has recently been announced? Number 93. According to the speaker, what makes some people dislike the festival? Number 94. What will the speaker do next? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following recorded message and schedule.
Hi, Yesung. This is Claire. I just sent you a first draft of our upcoming performance schedule. I'd like to talk with you about doing an extra show on the 25th, possibly in the afternoon as a matinee. I'm overseeing a recording session tomorrow morning, but I have some time in the afternoon because my phone interview with WXR Classical Radio was canceled. It will only give me an hour, but it shouldn't take long to talk. Call me back if you're available.
Number 95. What does the speaker want to discuss with the listener? Number 96. What does the speaker say she will lead tomorrow morning? Number 97. Look at the graphic. When will the speaker and the listener most likely meet? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and diagrams.
I'd like to start by thanking you all for volunteering to organize our annual Community Craft Fair. This year's fair will include many well-known artists and craftspeople from our local area. Also, because it is being held in Leland Park, which is an easy location for most people to visit, we expect a larger attendance than we have ever received in the past. Now, we need to start erecting the vendor tents in Leland Park. We should arrange the tents in a way that allows people to easily walk through the park and see all of the vendors. So when walking from the main gate, there should be one row of tents on the left side and another row of tents on the right. Who wants to be in charge of setting up all these tents?
Number 98. What kind of event is being organized? Number 99. Why is the speaker expecting attendance to be high? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Which arrangement will be used in Leland Park?